So you don't mind me drawing analogies to these other tumors?
That's
even
fine.
Even though. I know, you know, to whatever, you know. So getting back to breast cancer, ER-positive disease, now we've got Oncotype DX, pretty interesting genomic tool. Anything like that in this exact situation, indolent lymphoma, molecular predictors or prognosis?
Well, there have been a couple attempts to try to do this, and it turns out that there are gene expression patterns that can predict shorter or longer survivals. It's interesting, those gene signatures, though, come from the accessory cells that are in the tumor. They don't actually come from the tumor. They come from what's called immune response signatures. Probably not immune response, but there are these types of cells, whether they're lymphocytes or monocytes, that are in the biopsy.
It's a research tool, though.
Yeah, but
or is this used in clinical practice?
Not yet.
What, do you think it's going to happen?
It might. Again, gene expression is not particularly easy to do yet.
Right.
And it's probably going to more likely be using a small set of genes that, you know, are used by immunohistochemistry or RT-PCR or something to judge those kinds of things.